On Sunday, it's the Giants and San Francisco 49ers. They met twice last year, both in San Francisco. The Niners won in the regular season. The Giants won the NFC Championship game. These two teams have a rich history of battling in big spots.
Despite not being an NFC East divisional opponent, San Francisco would become one of New York's most reviled enemies.
Well, my hair's standing up on the back of my neck right now because, you know, San Francisco was an Achilles heel. They beat us in 81, they beat us in 84, but they never physically beat us. They'd always have to do trick this, trick that, and, you know, we kind of hated them.
In 1985, the Giants would host a playoff game at home in front of the Big Blue Faithful for the first time in 23 years. And they would finally hurdle their West Coast nemesis, beating the 49ers in Giants Stadium.
Sims looks over the middle. He's going end zone. It is complete to the ball.
And in the Giants championship season of 1986, Big Blue would be put to the test in Week 13 on Monday Night Football. Trailing the Niners 17-0, the G-Men would mount a legendary comeback fueled by this historic play.
Complete to Bavaro down to the 35. Still on his feet to the 30. Down to the 25. Down to the 20. He's got four men on his back and gets down to the 17.
The only thing that was going through my mind was, why haven't they tackled me yet? Because Ronnie Lott was one of the first guys to hit me.
This is classic and vintage Bavaro. This is what he does the best. He is just one tough cookie. He just carries 49ers all the way inside the 20, carry them for 10 yards to get the first down and set up a possible Giant score.
And he did it on national TV, you know, just an unbelievable player. You know, it's still the signature play of that game is that.
Big Blue would once again face the Niners at home in the 1986 NFC Divisional Playoff game.
In 86, John Madden predicted them to beat us. So they felt pretty confident they could beat us. There was no way. Not when Phil Sims is doing what he's doing.
Sims with people in his face. Touchdown to Bobby Johnson.
Phil Sims gave us the confidence, scored 49 on him, and I wish we'd have scored 89 on him.
Defensive tackle Jim Burt would lay this crushing hit on Joe Montana, and Lawrence Taylor would do the rest, capping off another iconic moment in Giants history and a 49-3 rout of the Niners. As fate would have it, the two teams would meet up once again in the 1990 NFC Championship game. In a tough smash-mouth battle, both teams would dish out a physical beating. The rivalry would reach its boiling point when former Giant Jim Burt took out quarterback Jeff Hostetler with this controversial hit.
One of our descendants, Jim Burt, laid a shot on Jeff Hostetler. We thought it was a play that was quite questionable. And we huddled as a defense on the sideline and we said, you know what? Within the framework of the game, we get a shot at their guy, we're going to do him in.
The Giants would answer the call, and Leonard Marshall would fire a shot heard round the entire football world. A devastating blow to 49ers quarterback Joe Montana that would basically end his playing days in San Francisco.
But chased out, finally hit from behind. The ball's loose.
I was hoping, I said, I hope he don't release this ball. If he doesn't release this ball, he's going to get the hit of a lifetime. And, you know, it was lights out Irene from there.
And he really took a shot in that back. Leonard Marshall coming from the backside.
Boy,
that is a real shot.
It was as scary a scene as you ever want to see, though. I mean, Montana lay there motionless, but for us, it was just a part of what we do.
He is still feeling the effects.
This signature play in Giants history changed the tide of the game. And New York's destiny would rest on the foot of Matt Barr.
We're a minute away from Tampa Bay, baby. A minute away, baby.
One time.
Giants are trailing by a point. All depends on Matt Barr. Fans are on their feet and screaming. Snap. Spot. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good. Good.
And the Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
And over two decades later, the rivalry would be renewed in the 2011 playoffs.
Giants and Niners NFC Championship game doesn't get much better than this. The winner on to the Super Bowl to face the New England Patriots.
In a tough smash-mouth affair, both teams would fight tooth and nail in a classic showdown that would come right down to the wire.
OK,
you know, we knew our defense was going to play well, and you know, their defense is as good as they get. So another game where it's a hey, you know, just you got to be patient. You know, you can't force things, and you know, if you got to take some sacks, you know, so be it. Let's just let's stay in the game and let's give us a shot at the end to win this. Hit Manningham on a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. That was big.
Manning back to throw. He zips one to the left of the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Mario Manningham! And the Giants are back in front with 8:34 to go.
And, of course, a couple special teams, turnovers in our favor, really helped us get some field position.
Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Knocked out by Jaquan Williams and recovered by the Giants.
And then, you know, Tynes kicking the game-winning field goal.
Snap is low. Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good! And Lawrence Tynes has done it again. He's kicked the Giants to the second Super Bowl in 4 years.